This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Mike Parsons is with us. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent.
Mike, did you get all your farm chores done before getting behind the microphone this morning?
Yeah, we were up late last night unloading the last of the hay that we've accumulated and getting it piled up and covered and tarped and ready for the winter.
Yeah, yeah. That's what farming is like. You work until the job is done. Sometimes it's going to rain and it hurries the pace. Sometimes it's freezing cold and it's hard to go fast. And, you know, that's what we're getting ready for, Mike. We're getting ready for the freezing cold. And I remember being on the tractor feeding those cows and the snow and the sleet was landing on my face and it was like stinging with every pelt. And I was thinking, you know, I'm so glad these government bureau rats are working so hard for me. I'm sure that they park next to the building, and the toughest part of their day is walking from their vehicle to that government office, and then it's easy from then on. And but you know, they complain about how hard they work, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's you know, in this time of economic struggle, it's amazing that the United States government corporation and the local state of X corporations have yet to have to lay off a single employee.
Isn't that amazing? And when you talk to government employees, you know, my experience is I had this young gal as a secretary back in the 1970s. And those were the days of the IBM Selectric typewriters in a government office. And I would say to her, can you take a memo? Vincent, I just got here. Okay. And then I go back a little while later. She said, Vincent, it's almost time to go on break. Okay. And then, Vincent, I just got back from break. Vincent, it's almost lunchtime. Vincent, I'm getting ready to go to lunch. Just got back from lunch. And it was like that. And finally, I just decided, well, it's easy. I'll just replace her with a computer. And I did. I replaced her with a computer. And what we did was, back then, you could get a one-station word processing system. So I brought a one-station word processing system in, and we had one person who was dedicated to word processing, you know, spell checking, all that. And it worked great. So, but, you know, they still kept her. They still kept her, and, you know, it wasn't my job to fire her. But if I would, I probably would have made 50% more space in that government office. You know, I would have found 50% more space by firing people. I remember I was producing these computer printouts, these green bar reports, you know, 14, almost 15 inches wide, and they were printed by the mainframe computer printer. And one of the guys would show up at my office like, Vincent, I need my report. I need it like right now. It's like once a week we'd print this massive, massive report on the database of those who were being, quote-unquote, helped by this particular government agency. And I got so annoyed with this guy, and I thought, you know, I don't think this guy even reads this report. So those were the days that you would bind the reports in these slippery plastic flexible binders. And so I bound his report inside out. So you could read the first page, but then after the first page, you couldn't read it because you couldn't see the pages because they were on the inside bound. And so I went into his office a little later after his report was delivered. I said, everything okay? I mean, on time and everything? Good? It's good. He's good. He's all happy because he got his report. So I said, well, look, you can't read this. Huh. Someone must have bound this inside out. Huh. How do you use this? And he knew he was had. The other thing I did back in those days was people would call me and say, "What, you know, what's wrong with the computer? What's wrong with the computer?" And I just got there, and my job was to fix this morass of this computer system. This mainframe was always going down. And so I built a list, and the list had 31 items on it. And those were 31 possible reasons why the computer could go down. Possible reasons. And people would call me. So what I would do is I'd say, well, wait, today? Hold on a second. Today is the 7th. And I'd read to the 7th reason that a computer could go down. And I'd say, oh, here's what the reason is. Here's what the problem is. They wanted to know why. They couldn't fix it. They just wanted to know why it was down, as if they could do something about it. So I had 31 reasons. And for whatever the day of the month was, I would just say, okay, it's the 5th, it's the 7th, and I would read off that reason. And they were happy. Those are government employees for you. Just wanted to share that with you, Mike. That was in the late 1970s I did that. Very, very late 1970s. Mike, where do you want to go today?
You know where I want to go, shall we?
Yeah. Now, hey, I tried to do the audio, Mike. I tried to do the audio. I could not make it intelligible.
No, that's okay.
So,
we don't need the audio, but
right.
That's what the students and listeners will find out about next. I want to start off by saying there's a saying that I heard earlier this week on another show. It's very apropos to what I'm about to present, and that is, when liars lead, only cowards, accomplices, and the feeble-minded will follow.
Would you say that one more time?
When liars lead, only cowards, accomplices, and the feeble-minded will follow. Look around you. Look at the leaders. Look at those people posing as leaders. What are they? And who are those people surrounding themselves with those people, if not cowards, accomplices, and feeble-minded? And fellow liars, of course.
There's a billboard on the way to Springfield. I saw it yesterday, traveling from the farm. It had an image of Hillary Clinton. This is a full billboard. Huge, huge percentage of this billboard was Hillary's face. The rest of it were three words. Liar, liar, liar. You're absolutely right.
Well, the problem is that people have been taught to believe as opposed to think. And when you believe, anything is possible. When you think, you see things as they are. And how else could a tyrannical private-for-profit corporation posing as government be allowed to exist when the people, otherwise, they would attack them for the crimes that they're committing and eliminate them? But because of their belief system, they're not. And because they're taught to believe a lie, well, especially if it's God's will, I'm going to support God's will. And so they continue to follow along with the narrative and believe the lie. Now, why would otherwise educated and informed people allow their children to be given vaccinations when they know the cause of autism is directly linked to the vaccinations? Cancer is directly linked to the vaccinations and death, because they've been taught to believe the lies of the man in the white lab coat. Today, people are being taught to believe they must comply to any order issued by a corporate goon in black with blue lights. It's a belief system. When a people have a belief that something is, they are easily dominated because they will not resist any oppression that goes against that belief. They won't do it. Romans 13, you've got these corporate preachers pushing that all day long, nonstop, because they're bringing the slaves in for slaughter. Got to have slaves for Pharaoh. At the beginning of the USA Corporation, think about this for a moment. At the beginning of the USA Corporation's war on Iraq, we heard that they used contractors in Iraq. Most people like myself thought they were talking about carpenters and plumbers and people that were rebuilding the infrastructure, but that's not what they were. A contractor is a hired killer. Let me say that a different way. They're hired killers. They're the guys now that live next door to you who shave their heads and gotten all tattooed up and grown a beard, and they go over and they just start killing people for money. They're killing human beings for money. And that's what comes back and lives next door to you, and that's what's there every day before they're reassigned, looking over your home and your family while you're gone to work. Remember, these people who are dependent upon corporations posing as government, who provide, the government's posing as, well, the corporations posing as government are providing the income, and as such, those people are loyal to their masters. They believe they are doing God's work in the name of justice, glory, and the flag. Talk to one of them. That's what you'll get. They disassociate with the reality. These guys are so screwed up in the heads, they can't, seriously, they cannot be trusted. And because we can't take the time to overcome their love of money from the private corporation, because they've got a printing press. There's nothing we can do about that. We cannot overcome. All we can do is try to reach these people that are fixing to sign on the dotted line intellectually before they sign. It's like this. Breaking a welfare recipient or drug addict or corporate government employee of their addiction to money and drugs is next to impossible. They would sell their children and their very soul for their next fix on drugs and money. To them, being independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing is a crime and a sin. Well, earlier this week, I had an opportunity to experience this firsthand with a former Army Lieutenant Colonel who's now a private contractor who advertises as a private for-profit security corporation called Northbridge Services Group. That's northbridgeservices.org. And if you click on the Who We Are, you'll see this fine individual, this retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert W. Kovacic. And I'm going to tell you about this retired Army on the payroll pension receiving individual in just a minute when we come back from this break, and you're not going to believe what these people are up to.
Mike Parsons, what's the website one more time?
NorthbridgeServices.org.
Okay, Mike Parsons, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. Quite serious discussion today. He mentioned NorthBridgeServices.org, NorthBridgeServices.org. Mike, I'm at the website. These guys are purporting to be quite serious.
Right. This is a group that advertises that they have anything from paramilitary operation experience to security, protecting high-profile people, and other types of services to educate and train. And as many of you know, I've been appointed as an Associate Justice of the Universal Supreme Court of the Chilcotin Indian Nation in what you know as British Columbia. And working with them, trying to solidify their sovereignty of their country and resources, aside from writing letters to the United Nations and others. And they were looking at getting a group to help them with providing security and protection for their hierarchy of their government, as well as finding ways and solutions to peacefully remove those people that are on their territory that are illegally logging and posing as government, that are basically running roughshod over the people, stealing their children and things like that, committing crimes against the people, as it were. And this organization said that they were very discreet, that they would, you know, basically work for these people, that they weren't afraid of anything, and that for, you know, a fee to pay to have them flown up there for a week, pay for their hotels, meals, and so much per day, they would come up and evaluate everything and provide an analysis outlining exactly what these people should do in order to achieve those objectives. And this reality struck shortly after they got there. The Supreme Court Justice of the Universal Supreme Court was basically going along with them to show them the area, and they immediately went into quizzing her on her background and various things, and realized before they had ever been any kind of agreement to hire these guys to come up and help in evaluating the situation, they assured us, after providing them all of the documentation, that the Chilcotin Nation is a sovereign nation of people who have, by right, their own right to their own land, their own self-determination. They are a self-governing people with a constitution, and universalsupremecourt.org is where you can read more about that. But at the end of the day, they were on board that the Canadian corporation posers were illegally on the territory, and that those people that they were supporting were illegal in their positions, and that the logging that was being done also was illegal. And they understood and agreed to that before they were ever allowed to do anything and asked to do anything as far as giving an evaluation. Well, shortly after arriving, they determined that their loyalty was to the United States and the Canada corporations. They don't recognize them as corporations. They recognize them as sovereigns. And these government retirees who get a paycheck every month from the government as a retiree, this guy Kovacic, the simple question was posed to him after I was able to speak to them via phone. If the RCMP, which is the Canadian police, rolled up, would you turn over this associate or this chief justice, or would you protect her as you agreed to? The man wouldn't answer the question. And you've got a copy of the audio. We're not playing it because it's poor quality and not suitable for the radio. But I've distributed that far and wide so that it's out there. And this guy basically blows up, loses his cool, and says he's going to come to Tennessee and challenge me to a duel and pistols, and then basically flew off the handle. And then later he told the chief chief justice that he was going to come to Tennessee, that he was going to shoot me and kill me. And then while she's in his vehicle, this is a army colonel who's telling this 5'5" tall 51-year-old woman that's 120 pounds that he was not going to let her out of his vehicle until she paid him the full amount that he was expecting for the week's work, though he had not done anything towards that paycheck. And we'll pick up.
Mike, are you describing a bully? Is that the mental image that's what I have?
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons is with us, and Mike, I'm at the website northbridgeservices.org, the website that you talked about, and I'm looking at this LTC, Robert W. Kovacic. Am I saying that right? K-O-V-A-C-I-C?
I believe he pronounces it Kovacic. Slovakic. I believe he's Slovakia.
Okay.
And he's
okay.
been a government employee his whole life. And now, as a retiree drawing a paycheck, he's advertising through this company that he is a, you know, service provider for security, mercenaries, the whole bit. And though we explained to him we were looking for peaceful solutions, but we needed security and protection and people willing to, you know, stand between those people of the Chilcotin Nation and these corporations posing as government that potentially might create a problem for their security. And, of course, he agreed that's what they did and, you know, got the nation to pay to have him flown up there. Put up in a hotel, meals paid, rental car, all this stuff, and then come to find out that when asked the simple question, after it was obvious that he was basically doing different intel gathering as opposed to what he had been hired to do, he was trying to do an analysis of the Chilcotin people. And just ask the simple question, if the RCMP rolled up, would you protect the Chief Justice, or would you turn her over to the RCMP? And he wouldn't answer the question, would not answer the question, and then was basically saying that he's looking to assist us in finding paramilitary, which I told him repeatedly, I've never asked you to do that. I've never asked you to do anything. We're not looking for paramilitary. We're looking for peaceful solutions, but we want to find out what you advise. And so he was basically creating a scenario. He was recording everything as I. So I've got that verification in case that's ever an issue. I can prove what I said and what I didn't say. And, of course, that's their stumbling block. This guy is an operative, is a fraud, and people need to be aware of the fact that government employees that are on the payroll and that are receiving payments, no different than a welfare recipient, no different than a drug addict. They're addicted to that almighty dollar, and that's their master. And those people cannot be trusted, period. That's the end of the day message, because at the end of the day, the person that he was basically tasked with protecting, he was willing to sell out in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Because that's how his programming is. He's trained to be loyal to the corporate entity. The truth doesn't matter. The rightful owners to the land, the sovereignty, the rightful sovereignty, doesn't matter. This guy can't wrap his mind around the fact that a corporation cannot be sovereign. There's a thing called the Clearfield Doctrine. If you search Clearfield Doctrine, it's a Supreme Court ruling where they admitted, I think it's back in the 40s, a corporation is a fiction on paper. It can't be sovereign. It doesn't possess the qualities of a human being. Although the government is slowly trying to make a corporation have the same effect as a human being, it's not. And it can't be sovereign. It's nothing more than a creation on paper. It's a fiction. So this guy is basically telling this 5 foot, 5 inch tall, 120 pound, 51-year-old woman that nobody stiffs Bob Kovacki, quote unquote. And if he doesn't get paid, well, there's going to be trouble. And so he basically threatens her and extorts her to pay him for the 5 days. And even though he'd only been there three, it doesn't matter. He wants that money regardless. And then what does he do? As soon as she gets out of the car, he proceeds to call the RCMP and turn her in. So the RCMP, you're wondering, why is the police after this Chief Justice? Because she's a Chief Justice. Because she's working for a sovereign nation that is not going along with the scam of the Canadian corporation. Because they're working to solidify not only their resources, but also get their kids back. And right now, every child that's in the foster care system of the RCMP, the Canadian government, generates $300,000 per child per year to the government of Canada. That's how much they're extracting from the taxpayers to put into their bureaucracy. Every year, in these small little reserves where you might have 1,800 natives total, it's not uncommon to find 300 or more children out of that small reserve gone into welfare programs, and they keep them until they're 18. And then they release them back out on society, and the natives don't want them because they're not native. They don't know what they are. They're usually on drugs, and they usually end up in jail where, because they're native, again, the government extracts $155,000 per year per inmate, and that's where they keep them. It's a perpetual cycle of funding a bureaucracy on the backs of the Native Americans in Canada. Look around you. Look in this country. You'll see the same thing. Look at the children, native and non, that are being kidnapped, put in foster care. Yeah, you might see a foster family making $50,000 a year, but what you don't know is the hundreds of thousands that are going back in the local bureaucracy that is underwriting the cost of all these bureaucrats. For each welfare or for each foster child, there's probably five bureaucrats being funded. That's a lot of jobs. What is it they say now? One in five jobs is a bureaucrat, a government employee, where 30 years ago it used to be one in 200. That's not sustainable. There's no way that we the people can afford to pay taxes to underwrite that many bureaucrats. Well, because they've got a printing press and they just put it in an account owed. That's how they get away with stealing everything that you own. And now that the Federal Reserve is talking about floating the idea about buying, investing in stocks, they've got a printing press. It's illegal. How would it be if you're the guy creating the currency, you could print up as much as you want as long as you didn't buy anything, because obviously you could buy up everything. Well, that's what they're doing. They're buying up everything. They bought up the toxic mortgages, as they called them. Yeah. All these houses that are now owned by the Federal Reserve, private for-profit corporation, and pretty soon your stock portfolio will be owned by the private for-profit Federal Reserve. At the end of the day, the man that prints the money can own it all. Is what was it? What's the fella, Rothschild, the owner and controller of the London Bank and the Federal Reserve and all these other private for-profit banks. This is what's going on. And these private for-profit mercenaries like Bob Kovacic, who's getting a paycheck, and his buddy, who's a retired police officer, as he said when he's flying up there, I can't wait to get there and sample the local whiskey. I hear the Canadian whiskey is great. And I think you made the statement, well, yeah, they actually sell that here in the United States. You don't have to go there to sample
it. Canadian Lord Calvert's been here for at least the 70s that I know of, because I know someone who liked it.
Clearly his intent of going up there was to take a little mini vacation and make a little bit of money and do what kind of intel he can on the Chilcotin Nation to be able to report that back to his master. These people can't be trusted. They're liars, they're thieves, and they're cowards. Now, he's threatened my life. He's told her, and I've got a recording of it where he says that he's coming to Tennessee to shoot me. And so I'm letting that be publicly known so that if anything happens to me, there are people that will be watching Bob Kovacic of Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Mike, yeah. I'm looking at Kovacic, Robert W. Kovacic, LTC, retired. It says that he assumed this is on his website, assumed the duties as president of Northbridge Services Group, 26 August 2003. He was commissioned in armor in 1970 as a Vietnam veteran. He has served in numerous leadership and command positions in the light infantry, mechanized infantry, cavalry, and tank units. He has commanded 6 platoons, 3 companies, and 2 battalions. He has been a tactics instructor and doctrine writer in both the U.S. Army Armor and Engineer schools. He is an airborne ranger and a jungle expert, qualified and earned the combat infantry man's badge. He's served in Europe, Vietnam, Southwest Asia. Bob understands the terrain and operations involved for temperate, jungle, and desert environments. He holds a bachelor's degree in political science and a master of science degree in information systems. This guy sounds like a real wonderful person. But if you read into it, infantry, those are the guys that kill people.
Yeah.
For a living. For a living.
Hired killers living next door to you.
Well, you know, you mentioned that several times, Mike Parsons. And what you're saying is absolutely, positively correct. There are people who will go to, they are hired mercenaries, they work for these corporations, and they will go kill people for a living. And then they'll come back after they've earned an enormous per hour compensation, enormous, compared to what you could get here. So you could earn $150,000 or more killing people. Kill people you don't know. And for reasons you don't know. And you don't question, you just go out there and start killing people. You get paid and you come home. How awful is that?
Well, the interesting thing is that when I asked the simple question, would you protect her against a beat cop? I wasn't there. Obviously, I'm 2,000 miles away from where he was, but it was clear that the guy was, how should we say, perspiring his britches?
Yeah.
So the thought of confronting a beat cop in Canada was more threatening than anything else, apparently, this guy had come across in a long time. Thou shalt not go against the master's minions.
Mike, this is quite frightening because these people are out there. We'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, let me make sure I've got this correct. Are you saying that the president and chief executive officer of Northbridge Services threatened to kill you?
Bob Kovacic threatened my life verbally over the phone, and then to the chief justice of the Universal Supreme Court of the Chilcotin Nation, told her that he was going to go to Tennessee and shoot me.
Now,
the audio is scratchy, but I've got it, and it's been dispersed. You got a copy of it. Several people have a copy of that. And though it's not meant to be played on the radio because it's kind of hard to listen to, and it's, you know, it's not that great a quality, it's clear what he said and what his intent was. And given his history, his background, this is a nut job that I'm taking very seriously. Now,
I understand
we're near Lexington, Kentucky. I don't know that he knows where I live. I would advise him to stay away from me and my family and any of my friends, and to utilize his time better spent trying to do things positively as opposed to being a professional coward and liar and feeble-minded individual following those in a false paradigm through a construct of a belief in a corporation posing as government that he's done his whole life.
Mike,
however, I don't think the guy can do it.
Mike, I understand that you know a number of broadcasters, not just me, but a lot of us, and that this audio is in the hands of many, many broadcasters, and that if anything were to happen to you or your family, that the button will be pushed and the audio will be played. That's my understanding. So,
But I just wanted to share this because of the fact that, number one, this Chief Justice, this guy that this man was so worried about, her claim to fame is that she took the Canadian government to court to try to get benefits for her son who was injured by their hospital. The government runs and controls the hospital. So when he was injured at birth and has debilitating injuries that he'll be with the rest of his life, she went to court and fought to get the funding to take care of him for the rest of his life, and she was successful. Because she stood up to the government, she's viewed as a threat. And then she, you know, has fought to get the rights of the natives secured and their sovereignty secured. And people like her that are outspoken and willing to stand up against these corrupt corporations is what they view as a threat. And then someone like myself who's willing to speak out and expose their corruption, they view me as a threat. The threat to these people, it's called light. It's exposing their corruption and bringing that to the masses so that people can go by and see them say, yeah, that's that guy, as you talked about. Yeah, that's that Bob Kovacic. That's the guy right there. He said he was going to Tennessee to shoot Mike Parsons. For what? For asking the simple question, would he defend a 5'5" tall, 120-pound woman against the policeman in British Columbia if they tried to arrest her? Apparently, no. Apparently, this decorated, highly decorated U.S. Army lieutenant colonel was afraid of a beat cop in B.C. because he might go against his master, the corporate government, and they might not want to keep paying him. Who'd have thought someone with so much experience would have so little courage?
When you talked about the resources of the Native Americans, how would you describe those resources? Are we talking about timber?
We're talking about vast expanses of timber to which the British Columbia is profiting about $12 billion with a B, dollars per year directly in the revenue stream. $12 billion a year. And they're just scratching the surface. That's what we're working on doing, is solidifying the timber rights and control back to the natives who it belongs to in the first place. That's what they're upset about.
You're saying
they don't want Mike Parsons involved, because I'm helping them get their kids back and take control of their resources for their own benefit, so they no longer receive a welfare check. They live nicely and comfortably on their own resources.
Are you saying, Mike, you're saying that the timber was stolen?
It's being stolen right from underneath their eyes.
There you go. Mike, thanks so much for sharing this. Of course, there'll be more. There'll be plenty more where this came from. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.